NPR's Pam Fessler recently looked through her father's diaries from when he was a young man back in the 1930s. She has this remembrance.
The man in the diaries is not the man I knew, a middle-aged father of four who commuted from the New Jersey suburbs to a job he detested in Manhattan. Instead, the 20-something Robert Fessler was eager, passionate, full of hope. He dreamed of traveling around the world, maybe getting a job as a reporter. Just out of high school, he was desperately trying to mold himself into an interesting adult. He made lists of everything, how he would improve himself by learning to dance and swim and write. He listed every movie he saw. In 1933, there were 75, and he rated them all. The New York of the 1930s may have been in the midst of depression, but there was lots of entertainment. And there were girls, Marjorie, Dot, Ruth, Rita, and a blonde in a red coat he saw on the ferry. He called her Rhapsody in Red. The others he described as swelligant. And then there was my mother, Agnes, the most swelligant of all. He met her at a dance after his date went off with someone else. "I cried myself to sleep," he wrote in his diary. But fortuitously, he also scrawled my mother's name and address in the margins. Soon he was head over heels, and at the end of 1933, he wrote this: "A glorious, blissful, wonderful, marvelous, sweet 5+ months, which I hope will continue forever and ever." Compared to others, he was lucky. He had a job as a clerk at a shipping company. He gave what he earned to his parents for room and board, and got a weekly allowance, first $3, then $4 and $5. He wasn't starving, but money was tight. I saw the start of a lifelong obsession with what things cost. The good news is not very much back then. 25 cents for 3 movies, 55 cents for dinner in Greenwich Village, 40 cents for a trip to the emergency room. But increasingly, he was desperate to earn more so he could ask my mother to marry him. His options were few, and in 1936, there were signs he was starting to feel trapped. "I feel so blue," he wrote. "Wish I had another job, but all I seem to do is wish, wish." He went on to marry my mother and raise a family. That job he complained about was the same one he held for almost 40 years. But he never complained to me. He traveled some, but never around the world. My brother did that. He never became a reporter. I did. Growing up, we seldom appreciate our parents for what they once were or what they've given up. My father's long gone now, but if I had a chance today, I'd say, "Thanks, Dad. I think you're swelligant."
NPR's Pam Fessler, and this is NPR News.